Father, you are good. Father, I can only imagine what it was like for Paul and Silas when they got out of that prison. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the talk that would have been, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Can you imagine? We even got through. Can you imagine? And so, when something good, when we begin to declare the goodness of God, we can go, can you imagine that we have such an amazing Father that loves us so much, that knows exactly where we are? He breaks us through. He breaks us out of the situation. He picks us out of the miry clay. He positions our feet. He turns us around. We declare his goodness. We declare his praise. And we just say, you are an awesome God. You are so good. Father, no matter what, you are still the same today. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, your goodness just oozes out. Your love just oozes out onto us. And Father, we just receive that tonight. Father, we just receive your love. We just love you so much. I just would have loved to be that you know, bug in the air that was listening to the conversation of Paul and Silas that night. Yeah, he's so good. Wonderful. Okay, this is what I want to do. Who's got something really good to share? I know you're all like, oh, what is it? What is it? But, you know, I feel like, you know, sometimes we got to talk. I did this in my cell this week. I said, let's just talk about how good God is in our life. Let's just do that. You know, so come on. What happened?
Okay. I've been working for myself for 23 years, something like that. And I just got a contract at a client in January, and I was hired full-time, permanent in February, at the end of February. And it's an amazing place to work with benefits and with 6 weeks vacation to start. I'm like, I feel so blessed, you know, car allowance, phone, like, I can't believe it still. And I thank God, it's like amazing.
Amazing. 6 weeks vacation, a car allowance, a phone, a permanent contract. That's amazing. Who's got something else good to share? Come on. Oh, nothing good. Nothing good happened at all this week. Nothing. I'm going to be a grandma. I think some of you know that. I'm very excited. I went crib shopping. That's fun. I'm excited. Okay. Edith, what happened with you? I'll just keep putting in my life until you get it.
Okay. I wrote a prayer request that I did several Sundays. And this week I asked prayer for myself, and I just feel so totally changed and got the peace of God. And the rest, everything is okay.
Isn't that amazing? So she felt the rest and the peace of God, and everything's okay. Isn't that amazing? Okay. What's good? Anything? I know. Here, I'll come back to you.
I've been out of work for over a year, and I got a 3-week contract, and I started this week.
Yeah. So he got out of a work. Who's been out of work for a while and looking for a job? Anybody? How about you stand up right now? Yeah. You know, oftentimes in the cards, you know, we get that, and that's probably one of the most consistent prayer requests. So how about we stretch our hands to them right now? And we're gonna stretch. And those that are around the camera over there, how about you stretch your hand to the camera? Because I know that there's people watching on the camera right now. But Father, we are just asking, Lord, for a favor to come on these ones right now. Lord, we're asking for a great pay rate. Father, we're asking for permanent contracts. Father, we're asking for car allowances and benefits and all those things. And Lord, I'm asking that you would give them jobs that they would just love to get up to in the morning. Father, that they wouldn't be bored or like, oh, she's got to get to work, you know. But Lord, it would be just so exciting for them. So Lord, I pray that you would come now and give them revelation. Father, I thank you, Lord. You know, there's the story in the Bible that talks about how Jesus said, you know, throw your net on the other side. And I just felt to say that for some of you, that you've been throwing your net on this side and working hard, you know, to with the same thing. And I feel like the Lord's saying there's something different for you. You need to throw your net on the other side. And you know what happened when the disciples did that? That they got a load of fish in, didn't they? So, Father, just come and just fill them, Lord, and reveal and provide for them. Lord, I pray that everywhere they've put applications, Lord, that those applications would come to the top of the pile. And Lord, that there would be possibilities that would come even this weekend, Lord. And we just give you all the glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Okay, now you can say what you're going to say. Just say what God has been good in. Too slow.
We've been wanting to paint our house, but we didn't know which company to get. But then my neighbor lost his job, and he's a handyman, and now he's coming to paint our house.
That's amazing. So that's good. So you wanted to paint your house, but you couldn't do it. And so your neighbor lost his job, so now he's going to paint your house, and he gets a job. That's amazing. Okay. I'm going to come back to you, Corrine, so think.
She didn't forget you. I'm a prison chaplain, and God is just working so fast in people's lives. What used to take, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 sessions, he's doing it in half an hour or an hour. You know, that God is just taking lives and flip-flopping them and restoring the brokenness and giving back into the barren lands and changing thinking, taking the lies and turning them into truths, restoring damage that's been done by churches, just absolutely incredible things. I can't imagine how much God is doing in the prison system. And he's taking prisoners and he's raising them to the top. You know, he's taking these broken lives and just doing such an incredible restoration. So from that perspective, God's doing amazing stuff.
Wouldn't it be great? That's amazing, isn't it? Lord, we give you glory for that. But wouldn't it be amazing if all our prisons got full of Christians? That would be amazing. So the norm would be that you had to be spirit-filled believer of Jesus Christ and that your life was going to get transformed. And that would make it so much easier on the wardens. Wouldn't it? It would make... Okay, Corrine. I know, she's got it.
Okay. This week, I was teaching my class on professional skills in healthcare. And there's a textbook that we follow. But I brought in... there was a section on how to get along with people in the workplace. And I started teaching on forgiveness. And just like it is in Lared... I just taught on forgiveness, and there are people that hadn't heard that before, because don't forget, it's a secular workplace. But it just, a pin could drop, and the students had come to me afterwards and said they have never heard that before, about giving people a gift that they don't deserve. So I combined the Lared with the John and Carol Arnott. Yeah, it does. Yeah, I had that opportunity to do that. So yeah, I give God praise.
That's amazing, isn't it? Forgiveness. Forgiveness works in the world. I remember Oprah did that years ago. She did an episode on forgiveness. She just didn't put God in it. And it does. It works. Okay.
Thank you. I just want to give glory to God. I have my eye problems. Like when I work on computer long, and when I work in sunshine, or when I read... Recently, I didn't know how God healed me. When he healed me, how he healed me, I don't feel anything problem. So praise
your
God.
Eyes are healed.
Yes, praise God.
Yeah. So her eyes are healed. She didn't know when he did it, but he just did it. Isn't that amazing? That's very good. Anybody else? I wish you could see the camera right down here. There's this cute little girl, and she's got this pink bow. You can tell I'm going to be a grandma, right?
God is so good to me. I'm in school. But I've been missing school almost every week. But every time I go back to do my school projects, I'm one of the best. Although I've been missing school a lot because because of my three children, they have illness. They're on and off in the hospital. But he's been good to me academically. I'm performing well.
Good. That's good, isn't it? Anybody else down here? I'm just moving. I might just put the microphone.
I just give God thanks for being a refuge in time of trouble. There's been a couple situations that have developed that are relationship. And just finding that quiet time with the Lord and seeking His face. The peace, the joy, it comes upon you. And he reveals things to you, things that you need to repent of and things that you need to pray for other people. So he's very faithful.
He's good, isn't it? It's good to take time. Oh, David. David gets drunk real easy in the spirit.
Well, the good news is I've been suffering some kind of blood cell disease, and I've been going for almost a year. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I went back, and all my blood cells are healed because my blood was swollen, and the doctor was so amazed he couldn't believe it. So he asked me to come back in 6 months' time, and I said, that's the way you feel, but I'm healed. So I give glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
That's amazing, isn't it? He's so good. Anybody over here? Anybody? 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 Okay, so the goodness of God is on this side of the room tonight. Wonderful. I got to think. I had a good friend. I won't share all the specifics, but I had a friend this week share with me that when she was praying to the Lord that he spoke to her, and he said, I want you to just phone this person and just say this to them. And they waited a day, but then they did it the next day. And when they did, the person said, oh, that's just come at the right time. And the interesting thing is, then the lady blessed her with a huge amount of money. So isn't that amazing? So she didn't do it for the money. She did it out of obedience to just share a kind word. But in the midst of it, that God knew something that she didn't know. So I would just want to encourage you that when the Lord speaks something to you, when he encourages you to encourage other people, you just never know what's on the other side of the boat. Wonderful, isn't it? Thank you to the worship team. We'll just give them a little bit of a break, but we're going to do offering in a minute, so you can just stay up there. Good. Okay, take a deep breath. There we go. Okay, Joan is going to come and do the offering talk.
Thank you. Yeah, God is very good. And, you know, all the songs tonight, they just hit my heart. It was like, that's where I was, that, you know, on that miry clay, you know, and he picks me up and he puts me on a rock, and I just am so thankful for what he does, what he has done, and financially as well. Like some of you know that I just work part-time, but it seems like I've got enough money for everything, and even more. The Lord talked to me on Sunday, and he said, I want you to write a check for such and such an amount and give it to this person, and I'm saying, really? That amount? And I did. I wrote it and I handed it. And it just seems like when, you know, with me, he can give me extra hours at work. Somebody goes away on holidays, I work a little bit more. So I'm really grateful for that. But when we were in the ministry team, one of our ministry gentlemen just told us a little story about listening and being honorable to what God has told you. And the same as me, he was at a restaurant and with his wife, and God told him to give the waitress a tip. He was talking about the waitress was really nice to them because apparently his portion was quite small, and so he made a comment about it and about, you know, you get more white meat when you ask for white meat instead of brown meat. Anyway, so the waitress brings them another piece of chicken as well. So he blessed her because God said to him, I want to give her $10 tip. And he said, oh, I don't give that much tip. That's a lot of tip. And he was faithful, and he gave the waitress that tip. And then later, whether it was the next day, I can't remember, soon after, yeah, he was watching a religious program, and his wife suffers from Alzheimer's. Yes, and the anointing on this religious program he was watching was really, really strong. So he told his wife to come in the room, and it was just like the anointing was just so strong, and his wife really felt like it was like almost falling back. It was so strong. And then she said that she felt really her inner brain, it was just really hot. It was burning hot, you know. So, I mean, God, it's connected. You know, it's connected. If you hear God say something to you and you are obedient to that, you know, he just loves doing that. He just loves pouring out blessings. He's just waiting for you, almost. One of the things I've been blessed with is a lot of you aren't members of the church, and we really appreciate you coming on the Friday night. I'm glad that you do come. But on Sunday, members of the church were blessed with an opportunity to go to a gym. And it's the Premier Fitness Mademoiselle Gym, and it's a really good price. Like, instead of over $1,000 for the year, it's only $299 plus tax, which is just incredible. So I had just started another diet, but this was a Dr. Oz one, so I really like it. It's really healthy foods and everything, but I needed something else, and so I joined the gym. And so there's no excuse for anybody under 60, okay? So I'm going to the gym, you know, like 3-4 times a week, and I'm doing a half an hour on the treadmill, and I'm increasing my speed and all this stuff and watching my heart rate. So it's really, that's a blessing. That really is, and I absolutely believe it's from God, because, you know, he wants to help you where you are. He knows where you're at. He knows your needs. He knows what you need, and just a simple little thing like that. So right now it's time for offering. We are very blessed. You know, I just feel so blessed being here, and it's an incredible privilege to help, to give our money, because it goes to the work God's doing. And there are needs in this building, there's needs in this church, there's needs in your church that you go to if you don't come here. And our tithes, our offerings, that's how we can help. And there's a couple of needs, if I can mention, Sandra, that we have these sound system up here. Well, we had it really they sort of gave it to us for a while to work, and it was really working nicely, but it's very expensive, so it's not right now on, all right? We have to sort of buy the package or whatever it is. So there's needs that the church has always. So, but I was reminded when I was sitting there that when Jesus was standing and the people were going and giving their tithes and their offerings at the synagogue, and this one lady, this one widow, came and gave her little penny, her little mite, her the tiniest thing, and yet what was Jesus' attitude towards that? She gave more than anybody else. So it doesn't matter. The amount doesn't matter. God's gonna cover everything. He is. But even if it's a mite, it's, you know, we just thank you so much. If it's your tithe tonight that you have and you're not a member of the church, keep it for Sunday. but if they're not from this church, if you're not from this church. If you are from this church, if you want to give it now, that's fine. You'll see at the back of the chairs there are envelopes, so you can grab an envelope and put whatever you decide in that. And do it prayerfully, okay? And we just thank you, because it is used for a good purpose. And thank you. Yeah, we're going to put the buckets tonight on the stage so that when the band's playing, we get to hear another song. Yay! So when the band's playing, just dance up and put your offerings in the buckets, okay? And thank you very much.
Your infilling love, your cross is born.
wonderful thank you. That's funny. Okay, just turn to your neighbor and laugh. That is good. See, we're at home here, so we can just laugh at each other. And I just thank you. Can you just give the band a thank you very much? I'm just going to take a few minutes. Well, I never know with me, but it'll take a few minutes. I'm still working on timing. So Stephen's not here, so I know. Oh, whoa, did you hear that? Anyways, you know, I've just been drawn to the Lord. I think you know that I love to worship the Lord. Did anybody gets that? I just love to worship him. And I remember years ago, Stephen and I have been in ministry for over 28 years. And I remember when we first church was pretty like clockwork for us. It was just the way we were raised. And I remember we would sit in our chairs, and if there was a beat in the music, we would all cross our legs and do that. Do you remember that? If anybody, you've been going to church as long as we have. But we would do that, and that would be as much as we did. And we didn't really move a lot. We didn't do anything, you know, of movement. I remember even, I know I've shared this before, but I guess maybe I just need to ask the Lord to forgive me for judging them. So Lord, forgive me for judging them. But I remember in our little Baptist church, we had a Pentecostal group that came in, and they wore black dresses, and they were swinging and singing, and we were all sitting there judging them. How dare they move, you know, and make that kind of thing. And it was just sort of the way I was raised. And then Stephen and I became, that was when I was a youth. And I remember us all chatting at the back and gossiping and, oh my goodness, and how terrible. And here we're supposed to be a church and we were judging them. We were being very religious. So I mean, that's why I've needed so many years of inner healing. So many years because of all the things. And I even remember in one of the Baptist churches that Stephen and I, we were associate pastors in. I remember it was packed with people. And you have to understand where we've come from. And in the middle of, I think it was in the middle of the offering talk or something, this lady just burst out in tongues. And we all went like that. Because out of 800 people, she was the only one in the church that was speaking in tongues. And we had been taught that tongues were not for today, that they were done. And so we were all shocked and we were scared. And the deacons, that was back in the day, the deacons came and got me and made me sit beside her because I think they were afraid that she was going to do something. Like, what was she going to do? But now, you know what I mean? But I remember talking to her and she goes, I just don't know what it is, but, you know, all of a sudden it just stirs up inside of me, and it just comes out, you know. And in my ignorance, I said, you know, we just don't do this at this church. Maybe you need to go to another one. Isn't that terrible? But that's just the way we were raised. We didn't know any better. So now I get to worship him, you know, and so, like, I'd love to come up, and so, like, I love to be able to worship him for who he is, because I've spent so many years, like, crossing my legs and moving my foot to the beat, and you can't imagine what it's like and how freeing it is to be able to raise your hands and be able to move and to be able to laugh and go, yes, God, and in the middle of a sermon, people talk to you. You know, and so you can't hear their tummies rumbling. Do you remember those days the church was so quiet, everybody's stomachs at 5 to 12 would start gurgling? You know, see, I have memories of those. And all we could think was, it's 5 to 12, I hope he's done soon. And then if it was like 5 after 12, we're like, oh my goodness, you know, there's going to be lineups at the Swiss Chalet. That was the biggest problems we had back then. But anyways, needless to say, 'tis a season to worship him, isn't it? It's a season to praise him and get excited about him. It's a season to, like, chat about him, you know? Like, when you're in a restaurant, wouldn't it be absolutely amazing? You're sitting in a restaurant. How many times have you sat in a restaurant and you know you can hear the people next to you, what they're chatting about? Anybody do that? Yeah, we do it. Yeah, you know, and we just kind of like, oh, that's interesting, you know. But wouldn't it be neat? Like, I know that I've sat in restaurants with people, and we've been sharing about the goodness of God, and then they just get right in there, and they're like, we just can't help it, but, you know, we just heard you say this. And I just want to encourage you to be free in him. And, you know, we have this massive church. all the space, you know, and there's little churches. Think of the people that, you know, are having to worship the Lord right now in hidden places all over the world, in caves and little houses and basements, and they're not even allowed to sing or not even allowed to have an electric guitar or a flute or anything. They have to worship the Lord just, you know, like maybe they move their mouths, but maybe nothing can't come out because of fear of dying. But we get to worship Him, and I just think it's absolutely amazing. And I'm going to use amazing a lot, just so you know. I haven't heard of another word yet. I maybe have to go and check, you know, another word. Yeah, I'll go to that thing and yeah, that. But Carol Arnott, if you were here on Sunday, she was sharing. She's got these little buzzers thingies. And actually, one of the gals in my cell group got one. So we're, just so you know, we're ordering them. So what they are these little timers, and you clip them on your belt. And she had heard from a guy, I think it was in Germany, if I've heard the story right, where he 9 years ago, he felt like the Lord said, I want you to worship me every 10 minutes. Now, and then read scripture, like one full page and one on the other half of the page, and I want you to do this every 10 minutes. And now, I don't think he does it at night, because I think he sleeps at night. But Carol, it has absolutely been amazing, again, to watch her from the beginning of this process to now, and how as she's been, like, every time, like, it buzzes. Oh, Lord, I worship you. And wherever she is, sometimes she puts her hands up, sometimes she's just, like, inside, she's like, oh, God, I love you, and I worship you, you are my king, that kind of thing. When you start focusing on that, that kind of power, that sustains you for what is around you, doesn't it? So, you know, I was talking to her the other day, and I was getting a little weary, and she goes, Sandra, you just need to worship the Lord every 10 minutes. And I was like, I do, because I can see the fruit in her life. You know, she's been doing it for close to 2 months now, I think. And now this guy in Germany, apparently he did it for, like, after 9 years, like, he's just been seeing incredible power, like healings, those kinds of things. So can you imagine? We all were in tune, and we're just buzzing, walking away. I'll have French fries and a burger, and a praise God, you know. Like, and you know, like, it would just be absolutely amazing, wouldn't it, if we were all kind of clued in, you know. But it, you know what? Can you imagine every minute of the day, every second of the day, somebody is worshiping and praising God? Yeah, so I just wanted to encourage you with that. I just thought it was neat. And today, this afternoon, I was sitting in my office, and Stephen kind of texted me, and he left a message and told me that he was going to go home to bed tonight because he was really tired, so then I was going to take the meeting. And it was very interesting because you have to know my interns and I, I'm usually trying to get them to do things. There's one of them at the back. He's walking. There he goes. Yep. Aaron, he was the guy in the blue shirt that was playing back here, and Grace was standing over here. They're amazing interns. I can't remember what. Oh, anyways, I'm always asking the Lord, you know, what am I gonna say, you know? And it was just as clear as day. And I just want to, let's just turn to Psalm 34. Really quickly. And we're just going to read the first 8 verses and just sort of go through it. And I just want you to get what I'm feeling right now in terms of just really who he is and the King of Kings in terms of who he is, okay? And it says, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praises will always be on my lips. So that isn't that amazing? The fact that if instead of complaining and whining, which I do a lot of, and I don't curse, but sometimes, you know, it comes out in different ways. But, like, if can you imagine if all that was on my lips was worship and praise? Now, I would love to live in that perfect world, wouldn't you? Actually, I just want to tell you a story. Stephen was telling me that on the plane, I don't know where it was. It was one of the plane trips. And he was talking. There was a guy that sat beside him. And all of a sudden, the guy used, I won't say the word, just so you can't even imagine what it is, but he used a word that, you know, we wouldn't usually word or use. And Stephen just turned to him, and he noticed that the guy actually, the reason why he used the word is because he was frustrated because he'd run out of battery in his, you know, his ear things for the plane. And so Stephen right away goes, I've got extra batteries. Would you like one? And for the next 2 hours, they talked about God. So it all started out with a curse word, and the Lord gives Stephen some discernment and says, you know what, you got a battery, you can share it. And then they talked about God for 2 hours, and I just thought that was kind of neat. So you know, it's when it says, I will extol the Lord at all times. And, you know, to extol is to praise highly, to lift up, to elevate him, to magnify him. When we keep him high, then everything else that is happening in our lives can affect us, right? Because the weight of it is not on us anymore. And in verse 2 it says, my soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Isn't that good that our soul is boasting about who our Lord is? I can't imagine, well, it would be good. To boast, I like to boast about my kids. Anybody like to boast about their kids? I like to boast about you. I remember even John and Carol when they were pastors of the senior pastors of this church. Now they're the founding pastors, but they would come back and they would come back and they would boast about us. They would say, oh, we talk about you guys all the time. How wonderful church you are, that kind of thing. But, you know, we need to boast about God and who he is, because he is worthy of being boasted about, isn't he? And then it says, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. You know, I was looking up, you know, Google's amazing, isn't it? But I was looking up words, you know, about Jesus, his name. You know, and so when we exalt him, when we worship him, when we glorify him, we can say things like, you know, you're Jesus, you're Savior, Emmanuel, Lamb of God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you're the way, you're the truth, you're a shepherd, you're the bread of life, the beginning and the end, everlasting Father, you're the rock. I like that one. Hey, you're my rock. Yeah, the door, that's good, isn't that? Good. You're the good shepherd. You're the bright and morning star. You're the light of the world. The vine, yeah, he's a good vine, isn't he? He's wonderful. He's a counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the mighty God. That's who he is. He's so worthy to, you know, we need to exalt him and exalt his name together. If we did that, man, that would be absolutely amazing. And then it says in verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Isn't that amazing? How many people have called out to God in the most desperate times, and all of a sudden, it's just instantly just happens? Anybody like that? And aren't you shocked? Because usually we're so used to waiting. You know, we call out to the Lord, and we're like, hello? You know, are you hearing me? I'm doing everything down here that I know to do. You know, and then there's times where it just happens right away. And it's absolutely, I love it. I really get excited when I hear those kind of testimonies. I would really encourage you. You know, I wouldn't consider it boasting. I love it when people come in on a Sunday morning or a Friday night. They come into church and they're saying, guess what happened this week, Sandra? You know, I like Ken, my friend down here. He's always so excited, you know, because he was laid off in his job, I guess, a year and a half ago, something like that. And he's been living on faith. Well, he just came up to me the other day and he says, guess what? Somebody's just paid my rent for 3 months. Isn't that amazing? And, you know, he's just, you know, living in faith and walking that walk, and he sought the Lord, and the Lord just happened to answer him. And he delivered him from, you know, all the fears. You know, like sometimes I think in the midst of, what are you afraid of? I thought I'd tell you some of my fears. Some of them are funny. Mice. Anybody? Mice, yes. Any mice fear? Yeah. I can't help it. If I see a mouse running, I would probably jump up there, even though it was down there. I don't know. You know, we all have fears, but I think if we seek the Lord, that he's going to come and he's going to turn those fears away, and he's going to say, look at me, look into my eyes. And I remember, like, I have a fear of, not now, I'm not saying this, but of water. And I remember, I've shared this before, but a number of years ago, we were on a cruise, and my kids were little then, and we had an opportunity. Somebody came up to us and said, we would like to take your family scuba diving. Not scuba diving, what do you call it? Snorkeling. Snorkeling's, I'm afraid, sorry. But snorkeling. And And the natural part of me would say, oh, no, no, it's okay. But I was going to say no because I was afraid of the water. And I didn't want to take that joy and that opportunity away from my family. So I said, oh, yeah, that'll be great. We'll go. And I'm like, you know, and so we went and we got the little snorkely things and they told us what to do. And my biggest fear is, have you ever thought, you know, when you have to put the mask over your face and then you have to stick the mask on your nose, now you can't breathe. You're, you know, kind of thing. And then you have to breathe through your mouth. So you got to put this tube in, you know, and you're, you know, kind of thing. And you're practicing. And I think I hyperventilated, but I tell you, my lungs were really sore at the end of it. But I remember when we got in the boat, you know, they're telling us everything to do, and they're saying, just jump out. And so I jumped out, and I opened my mouth, and all the salt water came in, and you know, and I'm choking, and I'm like, ah, I'm going to die. You know, here I am in the Caribbean, and there's sharks, and I'm afraid, you know, all those things. You know, and was I looking at God? No. Was I seeking him? No. I was like looking inside of myself and I was shaking in my boots and I remember swimming quickly back and everybody's like, where did Sandra go? And I sat on the boat and I crossed my arms and I'm like, I'm not going out there, I'm not going out there, I'm not going out there. And bless my husband because he got up there and he goes, Sandra, you need to face your fears. And I'm like, what? What? Yes. He says, I am not going to let you sit on this boat. You need to face your fears. And so he started praying for me. And I wasn't listening, but he started praying for me. And I remember I eventually went out there, and I actually have a picture because they take a picture of you with the, and my eyes are like this. I could have brought it and showed you, but anyways, I just think in the midst of it, in the midst of life, you know, we have those funny stories, we're afraid. But once you get out there, I mean, now I have to tell you, I had a life jacket on, and I had one of those Bowie thingies just in case. Just in case, I know. And by the end of it, I, you know, got rid of the Bowie thing and just kept the life jacket. And I was fine, and everybody's like, oh, I had such a great time. But if I had just saw, and the good thing is that the Lord, the Stephen helped me to seek the Lord and get over the fear, but I just thought it was neat. I thought I would share that. Okay, verse 5, it says, those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Isn't that amazing that when you look at the Lord and when you look at him, he never puts shame on you. Our experiences have shame. How many people have looked at people that, I see this in a lot of women where, and even for myself, they wear baggy clothes and their hair is down in their face and because there's so much inside of them that is hurting and they're just hoping that nobody will notice them. But you know what? God notices you, and he just wants you to shine. He just wants to love on you. So, you know, I just want you to remember that when you look in his face, that you are radiant in every way. And I guess I gave an example of a person. There's something in women. We just know things, right? Yes? Yes, we do. That's the way. If you listen to Ken Nair, you know, the marriage guy from February 14th, he said, we just know things and men don't. Yeah, he said it, I didn't. But anyways, you know, the whole thing about knowing things and I don't even know what I was going to say. Oh, I know, it was being radiant. It's a pregnant woman. How many women have been pregnant? Yep. How many women ever had somebody come up to you when you didn't even know you were pregnant to tell you that you were pregnant? Yeah, because there's something on your face that the Lord just discerns, that shows a person. And so I just thought I would tell you. Men, that's how we know, just so you know. We just know. Verse 6, it says, this poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. I like that song, he takes me out of the miry clay, takes me in, and he takes me out of the, and then he turns me around, and he places my feet on solid ground, right? Hallelujah, that kind of thing. I know that sounds, but I like that the Lord... he heard, it says, this poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of his troubles. And you know, all through the Bible, it talks about Daniel, you know, in the lion's den, that kind of thing. I can imagine, now I don't know for sure, but when Daniel was in the lion's den, even before that, do you think, you know, before when he'd been faithful and praying, that he went before the Lord and said, wait a minute, God, you know, I've been praying 3 times a day. I've done everything that I'm supposed to do. Or do you think he had a peace on him? I actually think he had a peace on him. And I think he went into the den, and when he went in there, he just was fine. And he thought that would be amazing, wouldn't it? To be able to see, you know, these lions and their mouths shut. Verse 7, it says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Isn't that amazing? I always think it's amazing that the Lord just puts angels around. Now, I think this is a story that I heard in Libya. Was it Libya where the Christians joined in a big circle around the Muslims while they were doing their prayers? That was in a news, I think it was in Libya when all the stuff, or Egypt. It was one of those two places, and I thought, that's very interesting. And that's what the Lord does. He has angels all around this place. And I was thinking even the other night, Stephen was away, and I oftentimes get a little lonely and it's a little dark outside, you know, and I'm looking out the door or window, and all of a sudden I got scared. And all of a sudden the Lord said, nope, you don't have to be scared, Sandra. I got angels there. And I got that revelation, and the peace of God just came on me. So when you think of that, when you read that scripture, just remember that the Lord, that he has angels that are around you, and he's protecting you. And in verse 8, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Isn't that amazing? Now, I read this earlier today because I thought, since I'm going to be a grandma, we've been doing all the website, you know, how many weeks, you know, what happens at every step of the way. And it says that a child is born with 5 senses, and right from birth, he or she can explore each of them. Right from the time when he comes out of his mother's womb, he recognizes the smell of his mother and could sense his touch. A newborn kid takes time to explore the other things around him. After coming out of his mother's womb, everything seems new and different to him. However, with time, he gradually starts getting familiar with things. He explores this new world with his available senses, and his process gradually develops his own sensory. And so, when it says, taste and see that the Lord is good, the Lord has given us wonderful senses, hasn't he? And I believe that a baby inside the womb is sensing, right? They're hearing, they're seeing, they're smelling, they're hearing, they're tasting. And so when they come out, it's new. And I really felt like tonight, the ministry that I just wanted to do was to really pray into that. Because I feel like in this next season, that what the Lord is going to do is he's taking us out of our familiarity of the situation that we're in. He's taking us into a new season, and he's going to be enhancing our senses. How many people want to see more? Yeah? You want to taste his presence? You want to be able to smell that, all that kind of thing? Wouldn't you want to do that? How many people actually here see things in the spirit realm? Anybody? Yeah. Just so you know, in 2 weekends, not this weekend, this next weekend, Danny Silk is going to be here, and then the weekend after, James Gall is going to be here, and he's going to be talking about that. So if you're seers, it's a good time to come. But sometimes I think when we don't spend time in his presence, when we don't look at him, when we don't praise and worship him, I think our senses become a little dull, don't they? And it's not that we don't mean to do that. It's just life itself happens, doesn't it? So how about we stand up right now? The Lord has been so amazing. I just want to encourage you that in every step of the way, you know, just read Psalm 34 again and just be in awe of who he is. Just worship him. Glorify his name. Say his name. Say, you know, Jesus, you're a Savior, you're Emmanuel, you're the rock. That's amazing. You're the door, you're the good shepherd, you're the bread of life. You know, when we have all those things, when we know who he is, then everything else goes into place. And all those senses, all those things that the Lord has given us when we were in our mother's womb are there already. So, Father, I'm asking right now that you would come. And I like to do this prayer where we're going to just go through it. But what I'm going to do, just so you know ahead of time, is we're going to go through each of the senses. that the Lord has given us, and we're going to ask the Lord to forgive us for any way that we use those in a wrong way, because we want those to be enhanced for Him, right? We want to use them for His glory and for His praise, okay? So that's what I'm going to do. So, Father, we just come before You, and Lord, we thank You for the blood of Jesus. We thank You for all that You've done, Lord. We thank You that You died on the cross for our sins and for our sicknesses. And Father, we thank You that when You created us in our mother's womb, that You were creating our senses so that we could experience You and know You and have revelation from You in a way that we've never experienced before. But Father, in the area of hearing, Father, I'm asking You right now that You would just come and forgive us for any way, Father, we've been listening to things that are not of You. Father, things that would dull our hearing, that would cause us not to be able to hear from You. Father, I'm asking that You would forgive us now. Just forgive us. And Father, we forgive anybody that has contributed to that right now. And Father, we just release anybody in that area. But Father, we're asking right now that You would just come and increase our ability to hear, Father, just so, Lord, that we don't walk in fear anymore. Father, that we would be able to experience You in a way. Lord, we're coming to You right now. In any area, Father, Lord, would You come and bless our eyes? Father, I thank You for the eyes that You've given me. Father, You have given me brown eyes. You've given other people blue eyes, hazel eyes. But Lord, I pray for eyes right now. Father, would You forgive us? Any area in our life, Father, where we have looked at things that were not of You, Father, that were not good. We have looked at pornography or watched things on television that just went right through our eyes, that caused our eyes to be dull. Father, You gave us eyes so we could see the things that You've created. We could see the things that You want us to pray for. So, Father, would You forgive us for those things right now? And, Father, I'm asking that You would come and bless our eyes now, and that You would increase us with the ability to see in the spirit realm, Lord, that we can see the things that are around so that we know how to pray. Yes, Lord. And, Father, anywhere where we've done something, Lord, in the area of, with our nose, smell, that sense of smell, Father, anywhere where we have dishonored You in that area, anywhere, I just felt like to pray for anywhere where we've used that even to inhale or breathe in things that were not good for us, Father, please forgive us. And Father, I'm asking for a cleansing to come now in that area, that You would just come and cleanse our nostrils, Father, our sense of smell. Father, for taste, the same thing, Lord. Anywhere where we have done anything with that sense of taste, Father. Lord, I'm praying for healing even right now that would come to us in that area. Lord, forgive us in those areas. But I feel like in the sense of taste, Lord, I pray that if there's people even right now that are watching on the internet or even people in this room, Father, where they've lost their sense of taste. Father, I'm asking that You, Lord, I just speak to the brain right now, Father, where taste, because, you know, that's the connection, isn't it? I speak to your brain and just say, you know, would taste work? Taste work so that you can enjoy the things that God has made. You can enjoy fruit and all the good food that the Lord has given you. Did I pray for them? Sight. No, I did sight. Touch. Lord, stick your hands out to the Lord. This is the biggest one, isn't it? They're all big, but this one in particular. Father, would You forgive us anywhere where we have used these hands to dishonor You? Father, where we have hurt somebody with these hands, where we have gestured with these hands. Father, You have given us hands, Father, to touch and to use, to be able to pick things up and to help, all those things, Lord, and where we have dishonored You, Lord, would You forgive us? Forgive us, Father. And Lord, I'm asking now that You would just come and just bless our hands. Father, we want to worship You with everything that we have. Lord, we want to worship You. We want to see what You're doing. We want to hear what You're doing. We want to smell your fragrance. We want to taste your goodness, Father. We want to touch and feel the presence of God, Father. Father, we want to use these hands, Father, when we're able to put our hands on somebody's shoulders, that the healing comes through us, Lord, and comes right through. Your Holy Spirit comes right through, Lord. We want to be able to do those things. We want good stuff to come out of us. So, Father, would you come and just bless us in that way? Father, we love you so much. We worship you. We just say that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we just choose to say that you are just the most amazing Father in the whole world. Father, you are just so awesome. Just begin to pray. Just begin to pray out loud. I know sometimes it can be hard, but just begin to thank him. Thank him for dreams. Father, I'm asking that you would come, Lord, and release dreams in this place, Father. Good dreams. Dreams that come from you. Father, would you come and put a passion inside of us, Father, so that we're able to worship you with everything that we are. Lord, we just love you so much. We love you so much. Father, I pray that wherever you go, your presence would be so much on us, Father, that just like you know in the Bible, it says it was a Peter when his shadow passed over people, they were healed. And Father, that they would know that you are in the room, Lord. And it's not about us, but it's you inside of us. So Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We pray for an expectation this week, Lord, as we worship you, as we call out to you, Father. Father, as we look at your face, Father, and we look radiant, Father, I pray that wherever we go this week, Father, that people will say, man, you look different. Did you get a haircut? Did you get a facial? You look younger. All those things, Lord. I pray that all those things would happen, Father, because of being in your presence. And so, Father, we just give you this time. And Lord, this weekend, Father, wherever we go, wherever we do, whatever we do, Lord, Father, we give you glory and honor. And we give you praise because, Father, we are your kids. And we just so love being your kids. We do. We really, 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 really do. Now turn to your neighbor and just begin to pray for them. Just begin to pray. And if there's people that don't have somebody, just walk over and enjoy. Now just pray for more of the presence of God. And if you're married, just love on your spouse right now. Give them words. Are you guys married? No? Affirmation. I bless those that are married. I'm looking at you. You just turned. Are you guys together? No? Okay. I don't want to make that. But anyways, just begin to bless each other. And you know what? Because the Lord has given us, he's given us so much, how about you just ask the Lord for a word of encouragement for that person next to you? A word of encouragement. Just affirm who they are. If you know them, affirm the giftings that you see in them. Just affirm who they are. Just love on them. Use that gentle spirit that is inside of you and just speak words of love and affirmation. Yes, Lord. Now, I want to encourage you after you do that. If you would like to get more prayer, if you want to go and stand on the lines underneath the flags. But just to remind you again that Danny Silk is going to be here next week. And he's going to be doing a seminar. It's free on Friday night. But on Saturday, it's a registration, so you need to call our office if you want to come. He's from Bill Johnson's church, Loving on Purpose. I think that's the book. And he talks about honor. And then the weekend after is James Gall. And again, the Friday night is free, but the Saturday, there's a registration fee for that. But I want to encourage you just to go and get more of him. And just go and stand on the lines. And our ministry team, we have a small team tonight. But if you're willing to catch for them, they're going to come and stand at the front and they're going to just sort of put their hands. And if you would be willing to just catch for them, we need some strong men that would come and just stand behind you just in case. But please go get more of his presence. I bless you. I bless you, Father. I'm asking for those that are on the internet right now that you would just come and your Holy Spirit would just fill them. Holy Spirit, that you would bless them in every way. Father, I thank you for the wisdom I just feel like somebody on the internet, it could be somebody in here, but I feel like they've been praying for a car, and I just felt like the Lord say it's coming. And I just want to encourage you to stand in faith in the midst of what he's asked you to pray for, and you're going to see a breakthrough. So I bless you in that. So Father, thank you for the ones on the internet. Holy Spirit, come into the room that they're in right now. Holy Spirit, may your peace go with them. May your love go with them. Father, that they know that they never stand alone. And Father, even for us that are here tonight, Lord, I pray for your perfect peace and your perfect love to go with us. In the name of the Lord, amen. Bless you.